So today, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to discuss the inyan of Lechem Mishnah. We're going to get a little bit into the idea of the three suddos of Shabbos, but mostly focus on the din of Lechem Mishnah. And specifically, part of what we will examine is the kula that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch to do a little Frankenstein massive and take two halves of a loaf and pin them together so that you could have a shalem. Yeah, I think Frankenstein is a comedy, isn't it? Yeah, so so like this. The title is the Kriyuk Siv, every year Love Shabbos, and let's see how the didn't play out. We'll start from the Gemara in Ari Psachim and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Chista, Olam Yashkim Adam Lo Itza Shabbos, Shenemar Vahaya Bayam Hashishu Vayechinu Es Asher Yaviu La'Alta. We pointed out that the Gemara talks about as the sun grew hotter, the mun would melt. So that's the part of the Hekach of the Gemara, is that when they started preparing the mun, gathering the mun, preparing the mun, it must have been before the sun was too high in the sky, otherwise the mun would be gone. Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos, Chayev Adam Levitzaya Al Shtei Kikaris, Dichsiv Lechem Mishneh. Rashi over there on the spot, I mean, we just learned it, right? Rashi says that it's, one Pshat, as he says, is Mishuneh B'Tamo, that there's an extra boost to the wonderful taste of mun. When the mun would fall on Erev Shabbos, not only was it double, but also was Mishneh, was Mishuneh B'Tamo L'Shvach. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazinu Leil Rav Kahana, Denoka Tarti U'Batzachada. Omer Liktukse, you have to gather them together. But for this too, they only need one. So Rav Ashi says that I saw Rav Kahana, he used Lechem Mishneh like the din of Rabbi Abba, but he would only have one of the two chalas. Rabbi Zeira have a botza akulishirusi. He would do a betziah on all of it, on all of the suda. Amar le Ravino le Rav Ashi, v'hamichzi kirav tanusa. This is not a din of Shabbos, it's a din of Hilchas Suda. You're not supposed to eat in a way that makes you appear too eager, too gluttonous. The Ma'aseh of the Gemara says the same thing also with shtiyah, that if a person drinks his cup in one gulp, it's mechzik kerav tanusa, kegargaron. He's like a guy who's too into the drinking, kegargaron. So here we have the equivalent, the parallel, kerav tanusa with lechem. It says din of hilchos seuda, doesn't have anything to do with Shabbos. No, the whole idea over here is that every day he doesn't eat like this. So now Rabbi Zeira Dafka cuts himself some big challah or more bread. We'll see soon. Because he sees it's only the covered Shabbos. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kimiklahu Rifta de Ruva, when they had bread that was from the Erev that had been made before Shabbos. Okay, so then what would they do? Lashal, the classic example is Erev Tavshilin that everyone has at home. So that when it comes to Shabbos, so the Dafka would use that bread, that challah that was used for Erev Tavshilin, for the meal. Why? Sharulave Amri, because what was the svara that they Dafka started the meal out with that? Amri, Hoylvi is Avidba Chada Mitzvah, this Avidba Mitzvah Achrina. And we do the same thing for the case of benching and Havdalah. So then the Gemara talks about the next part of the Gemara is going on the next part of the Mishnah of how much food you're allowed to remove from a house which is, has caught fire. So Tana Rabbanon, Kamasud is Chayav Adam Lechem Shabbos Shalash. Rab Chidka Omer Arba. Amr Rab Yechonon, Shnei Mikra Echadarshu. Vayomer Moshe, Echluhu Ayom, Kishabbos Ayom Lashem. Hayoyim loisim tzu'u basadeh, three times hayoyim, Rav Chitka savar, hani plus hayoyim, lebar mi'urta, it's talking about the day of Shabbos without the night, so you have four altogether, Rabbanan savri, v'hadi urta including. Says Rashi, We're not going to read all the Rashis. That's for extra credit. The Rashi says over here, the Vitzaya Birchas HaMoitzi, the second line, Noket Tarati. So Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi Ashi said that Rabbi Kahana took two chalas in his hand, Oichazon B'yodai, held them in his hand, Liktuksiv Demashma Achizo, that he pointed to the fact that they gathered Lecha Mishnah. It never says that they had a bigger Seuda than they had the rest of the week. All it says is the amount of money they gathered was twice the amount. So the place to mark that, according to Rav Kahana, was at the beginning of the Suda, where you're holding that which you're going to eat. So you should hold the double amount of Lecha Mishnah. But in terms of the actual Achila, you've already done your thing when you made the Bracha and you started the Suda in that way. Mishnah. Batza lekula sherusa comes along, Rabbi Zeira, and he cut it all. What does that mean? So let's see what Rashi says. Prusa gedayla. Rashi says he cut himself enough for the entire meal. That's how Rashi understands. A big slice. Vidayla bazel la oisa seuda ulichvoy Shabbos. And why is this true? Why is this an Indian? V'nire kimechabev su'udas Shabbos lehischazek v'lechol harbe. Wow. He's digging in. Okay? It's a project. I was like, I wants to be at Rav Neventhal's house. When he makes a kiddush, usually after the sukkah minute, for people come to the kiddush. And then if you hang around after everyone leaves, so he has his suda right away. And I was, Mamash was this, you know, Rashi explained it. I don't want to talk about Nevensal in these terms, but like, Nevensal is Kodesh Kadashim. I don't know how much he pays attention to what he eats. But on Shabbos, he was Mamash, knowing like this Rashi. Like, the Rebbe's made food and he ate it. Because it's the Suda of Shabbos, it's Ruchni. And that's the Minig Tzadikim.
It's Mamish Vakertiv the Mashmar to the Gemara, where they adorse that the Shva Alegnai, that Ravina says to Rav Ashi, well, he looks like a Rabbatan. Rav Ashi is saying it's Mamish Shvach, the fact that he's digging in and he's eating.
Exactly.
The same, like it's exactly. Exactly the opposite.
Exactly. Exactly right. So the reason is, let's quote Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is one to say that the whole week long, the Yetzahara says, eat and drink and enjoy. And on Shabbos, the Neshama says, eat and drink and enjoy. And once Shmuel's bringing up a very important question. The whole idea of Suda Shabbos, and we have all these shiurim, and how much you have to have, and Rav Chitl says, four Sudas and Shabbos, and then we have Malava Malka, oh boy, we haven't even gotten there. And the Gassah came to Al-Thaysa, wants to know what they do in the Midbar. They had no one left, how are they eating Malava Malka? Maybe the Baal Shem Tov came, I'm not sure exactly how they worked it. But the Gemara tells us that on Shabbos there's a Neshama Yisera. There's a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. And of course we know, whoever learned the Tzor B'Mashon in Paris, we see that on Shabbos a person has a spiritual connection, that he's absent during the week. He has an expansiveness of the spirit that enables him to embrace Ruchnius in a way that he can't during the whole week. And that's why Shabbos is such an elevated day. If you look at Rashi and Akamar, the Gemara in Beitza, that Tezayin thing, that it says you have an Neshama Yisera, so Rashi says that you have the appetite to eat and drink, and you don't get sick of the eating, you just eat. Rashi says that is marbel lechol v'lishtois ve'ein nafshay katzah. So I heard from a very chashav Talmud Chacham, a brilliant Shah. He asked the obvious question. What's the obvious question over here? We're talking about Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. So how should Rashi describe it? Right, meaning even if a byproduct of the greatness of spirit of Shabbos is that a person's appetite is enhanced because it's part of the experience of Shabbos, but isn't the main thing that Neshama Yisera is able to embrace more lofty ideas and emotions as Vegas? So why is Rashi running right to the eating?
So like the
Avraham Avinu, Iker and Tafel. So I heard from a Yid named Rav Mordechai Gelis, such a brilliant thing, and it meaning that Rashi's Rav Chaim Voloshin does this all the time. He will bring a Maimer Chazal or a Lashon of a Rishon, and he'll say the pshat could also be this. Not that that's the simple pshat, but I think that for sure Chazal had this in mind. So Rabbi Gelis said pshat and Rashi, and I'm positive that Rashi had it in mind. Even if the pasuk pshat is like Rashi wrote, that you eat it and you don't get sick of it. Said Rabbi Gelis, the entire life of a person is a fight between the guf and the neshama. And when a person gives in to his desires, his neshama starts to get weaker and becomes a little tainted by the guf. And when the person controls himself and involves himself in ruchnius, then the guf becomes more mezukach, becomes more purified, and it gets pulled toward the neshama. And this is the tug of war that we experience our whole lives. But on Shabbos, that the neshama dominates, Yoyma the Nishmas, that's the day of the neshama, so the guf is brought up toward the neshama, and all the activities of the guf become spiritual. And that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman said that's the neshama is telling you. So he said Rabbi Gelis brilliantly, that every time you bite into a double burger, right, so the neshama gets a little bit yuck. It gets a little dirty. It gets a little bit sullied by the pure physical pleasure that you're getting swept up after. But on Shabbos, that you have in mind is Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and Hashem wants it to do it. Ve'ein nafshoi katzad doesn't just mean you don't get sick. It means that the nefesh, the neshama, doesn't become yachi from eating all that food because of the fact that now the neshama picks up the guf and the physical pleasure is also part of the experience of Shabbos. So that's the brilliant chat in Rashi that I'm sure that Rashi also meant that the neshama yisira, ve'ein nafshoi katzad, he eats a lot and drinks a lot, and the neshama doesn't become sullied by the fact that he's eating. So that's really a little bit the idea over here, that when you're sitting down for Shabbos Suda, the same zerizas and the same enthusiasm that would be considered very, very lowly during the week, and dafka when the person is a parish, like Rashi said over here, that the whole week, the Gemara says, he doesn't do it the whole week long. So in other words, this is not someone who's letting loose the whole time. So what is he doing? Why is he getting so excited? The answer is because the Neshama Yisera is pumping inside of him. So then it suddenly becomes a Shvach.
So the Rabbina didn't hold by that? Or he didn't
no, he was enlightened. The Gemara is a thought process. Obviously, this is his aha moment where he realized what Shabbos is able to accomplish with the person.
Does the same apply on Yatav?
Yes. The Shaila is exactly, why don't we make some at the Matzah Yantif?
This
is
the same spirituality applies on Yantif.
Yes. For sure in and of the food, yeah.
Sorry, oh.
That Rashi said that Rav Zeira took a big enough piece for the whole Suda. Let's see what the Rashba says. Rav Zeira batza kula shirusa, pirish Rashi chatiha gadola shiyeshba kadei Dai lekula shirusa for the whole Suda. V'chein pirish gam bebrachas. V'ein ha-machaber, says Rav Shloime ben Aderes, the Rashba. V'ein ha-machaber be'ein, this is not a clear pshat. V'ein ha-inin shmuay seinu, we're not talking about that in our sugya. We're not discussing how much people are taking, we're talking about the din of Lecha Mishnah. So why are we bringing in the din of Hilchas Suda, which is, are you a Ravton or not? Why is that bechlal coming into our Gemara? We're talking about how many loaves you need. V'oy da adra, v'kol shu marbe b'chaticha, havi ayin yofa. So I don't understand. What, you have to, the mitzvah to take one humongous piece, you're going to have it for the whole Suda, cut the whole slice, the whole challah up, and then you'll take as much as you want. Adra, rabbi, the way it works with me at home is that if I have a challah that's very big and not enough people are going to eat it, I have to leave a big chunk because I'm not going to cut it up for no one to eat. So Adarava says the Rashba, if you want to make it that, okay, now everyone, we're going to eat a lot. So you cut up the whole challah. Right? Now, it's not shver because if you're cutting it for yourself, so you have a chunk for yourself. But the idea is cutting it does not mean that suddenly I have an ayin yafa in the Suda, a big piece. A cut of small pieces is the same ayin yafa, maybe even more.
Rabbi Lemay said, but seya means
So we're going to see from the Shulchan Aruch that for sure, when we talk about it, it means with a knife. Okay, we'll see in Hilchos B'tzias HaPas that we mean with a knife. But yes, there are people who are not like that, and people who make the chalas that are not pull apart chalas, became a big fad. The 12th pull of Baruch Alas.
No egg by hand? What do you mean? No egg by what? By hand? To do it by hand?
Yeah, to pull up by hand. Even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a knife. And there's a pika ball. It's not to have a knife on the table, especially by benching. So people are mapping on that. My grandfather was nifter, so he had these like pocket
the
knives. By Hasidim, they have pocket knives or stiletto knives that they retract so that by benching, you don't have a knife on the table.
So I thought on Shabbos you can have the C-A-N.
Shabbos you can.
Shabbos you can.
What?
Shabbos you can have the knife.
Yeah.
They're illegal.
It should happen on Shabbos.
Oh, right.
That story? Okay. Yeah. I hear that. Loy Kachro, you see by Kama. Maybe. Oh. So now. Oh. So I just want to point out that this minhag of the 12 chalas, we're in the 12th shir now. So it's in Yonah D'Yoma. Yonah D'Yoma, 12 chalas. Who here does the 12 chalas? We saw in the Tzurba booklet, there's a minute to make two segels. By the way, it's also the art that I reviewed that segel today. So the two segels.
Manchester.
The Hidika Manchester Rashi. My oldest son is named Hidizev, just for your information. So,
wow.
So the two. Really? Wow.
What'd you say?
I
can't tell secrets.
I grew up in London. Came to America. They don't know
that. Okay, fine.
So
there are, basically, the minig al pikabala is to take the stack rolls. Double stacked, 2-2-2, and then 2-2-2 in the shape of the nakuda of a segel next to each other.
Upwards.
What?
It's upward
triangle.
A triangle?
Next to it. Well, it could be a different nugget. Brought down is from the Arias.
Have you ever seen it in a Litvish home?
Litvish home? No, we're going to talk about how they're going to deal with it.
It's built up or it's built that way?
I mean, by Rebbes, you see this mound of chalas. Yeah.
Okay.
It comes from the Shulchan at 12 chalas on it.
Right.
That's where it comes
from.
To
touch all of them somehow.
Touch them?
Otherwise, not Shiran. Says the Rashba. So what's the pshat? He disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says the idea is that he's taking a big piece. Says the Rashba, we're not talking Hilcha Su'ud over here in Adrabba. If you want to be generous, so then cut it all at the outset. Show you're not being carried. You're not being stingy with the challah. Elanirali says the Rashba. The batza al kol akikaras ka'amar. Not that he cut a big enough piece for himself to eat during the suda. Rather, he cut the loaves that were in front of him. That's what it means. Umishum de ka'amrinon de naka tarti ubatza chada. Since the Gemara just said that Rabbi Abba says that Rabbi Ashi said, I saw Rav Kahana take two, lick two, but he I didn't mean that. Take two, because the pasuk says. Because the pasuk says, lick two.
Yeah.
Oh
gather. Yeah. No pun intended.
Lick two.
Right.
My son told me that, the joke came back with from Cheder, that there was a yid who used to get on the Eged bus. And every morning he would present the bus driver with a bag of peanuts. And the bus driver, after months of getting a bag of peanuts from this old yid, he said, tell me, what did I do for you? Like that, you always give. He says, "I'll explain to you. I love chocolate-covered peanuts, but I don't have teeth, so I can't eat the peanuts. So after I suck up the chocolate." Anyway, yes. So lick two.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm never looking at chocolate
coming. Yes. Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, and also I realized that the jokes in Cheder are much better than the ones I grew up with.
That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So now says the Gemara, the fact that it says lick two that Moshe Rabbeinu says, gather them on, gather it together, but only cut one. Comes along the Rashba says that's exactly why the Gemara stresses in the next Maisa that Rav Kahana, that Rav Zeta rather, used to cut all the chalas, right? So minimum two, so you cut two chalas. Why? Because that's a facet of Lechem Mishnah, says the Rashba. So Mishum the Karmin in the end of the Rashba, we hear the Nakatati, you bought the chada, the Ka'amar Alcha, the Rabzira, bought the Kuluki Karas, the Manchikame, the Hainu the Ka'amar, the Mixed Kerav Rav Nusa, Rav Tanusa, that it looks like he's getting a little bit too excited about the food, and that's how the Gemara plays it out. Okay. Now, this is the Rashba of an art on the place in the Gemara. Rashba understands like this. The Machlokes Rashi and the Rashba, what was Rav Zeira doing? Was he just cutting himself a big piece, and the Shulchan Aruch brings that down? Or was he cutting through the two chalas? However, in the Tshuvas, the Rashba has a couple of interesting things that he says. Says the Rashba, V'rava, the Rava, that is, if you go down...
Four lines to the bottom.
Oh, four lines from the bottom, says Mike. V'rava, the Batza Kulish Yerusa, his gear says Rava over here, that he used to cut all of it. Right, we have Rav Zeira. Pirish Harab Shimon, Mishum Delechem Mishnah Kadarish, Shetahei Afilu Habitzia, Pishnayim Mishnah Yemay Sachal. Not only is the food, the lechem you're holding in your hand, but even the actual slicing off is supposed to be double. It's supposed to be Mishnah. And then he says, fascinating, V'kasav et anchuma kol midi d'shabas kafol shnei kvasim mizmar shir. It means a double lashon of shira. Lechem mishnah. Zachar v'shamar. Everything's double. V'nirah sheh'aminig alzeh lehadik shnei neres. V'chein kasav harosh zal. I never knew, I'm embarrassed to say this. It's yadua, the Rush fled Germany where there were terrible persecutions in the 13th century. And where did he flee? To Barcelona in Spain, where he kept company with the Rashba. So the Rush is, maybe even Simon, maybe Shimon's, maybe even a Mitzitzaya Rush, because the Rush left Germany and became a Sephardi. Yeah? So, not him, but the Rashba was older. The Rashba was ranking Gadol Adar when the Rush came, and he was Mechabed the Rush. So it's fascinating here that in the Tshuvas HaRashba, he writes, V'chach Kosev HaRush Zal. So I'm trying to figure out the history exactly. But I'll call upon him that that's the Rush. That's also the idea of the two candles. Please go to the next page. The Gemara says, and the Rashba ends with something that's absolutely fascinating. The Rashba till now has said that Rava or Rav Zeira means that you should dafka cut through both of them. That's Kula Sharusa, cut both of them through. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Agra says the same thing, and he brings the Bir Agra brings a whole list of people. Just to give you an idea, says the Bir Agra, Va'ikr Kamesha Kasav Marshal V'shalah Shnei Luchas Abris Lachta Shneihem Kepirish HaRashba V'Rav Haigoyim. And look at the Bach also says the same thing. So suddenly we have a lot of Rishonim and Achronim that say Kapo. That's how the Rashba understands Kula Sharusa. But Rashi understood that he just cut himself a big piece.
It could be, and because they needed both.
Right, but the question is, who is Rav Zeira Paskening like? Meaning the two things that we saw till now. So is he going against Rav Kahana that used to have two but only cut one? Or he's just cutting the same one and he's just cutting himself a bigger piece? What's going on in the Gemara? Is there a machlokes? But the Rashba himself, who learns this pshat in Rava, so then he says, "V'kasav harosh zal v'rabu hadas hadeyos me'achachamim eich yatz hamoitzi." Do we see all this, guys? The first word in line is v'chein nami.
The Rashba?
In the Rashba. The Rashba. V'chei nami. Two lines before the end of the Chuzer Rashba, but kitzer. No?
Where's V'chei nami?
To the bottom of the first page.
Bottom of the first page.
V'chei nami is the last line on the page.
Okay.
In the middle.
Okay, go for the V'kasav HaRosh Zal V'Rabu HaDeos. There are many opinions. Me'achachomim Eich Yaseh HaMoitzi.
Yeah.
V'atoy V'hanochon. What's the ideal? Lasois K'Rav Huna. To do like Rav Huna.
Kapot.
No.
No. Who's Rav Huna? Right. So we see the. We already saw he has Rav and Rav Huna. Something's off with the Gersas. What did he do? Ubotza Bechada.
Cut one.
So he's going back to our version is Rav Kahana. So I guess there's only one letter off. Yes. Kahana and Rav Huna. So yes, instead of Rav and Rav Zera, instead of Rav Kahana and Rav Zera, which we have, yeah. the Rashba has Rav Kahana, Rava, and Rav Huna. And the minhag of we have the Shem Rav Zera is to cut one out of two. So that is the best thing to do. But look how he explains. Okay. Because you would think that if you hold like Shitas Rav Zera, the way the Rashba understands that you cut both of them, so Rav Kahana could do the same thing. He just doesn't feel like doing it because he says, "Lick to you have to gather the Lecha Mishnah, but I don't have to cut more than I'm going to eat, so I only cut one. But if I want, I could cut two." You would think. So I saw just this morning in this in a beautiful sefer. The Siach Yehuda from one of the very Choshev Tamid Chachamim, Rabbi Rappaport, who's a Rebbe in a very big Mishmat Tisyo, and now he's a Rabbi in my son's yeshiva. And he has many Sfarim. So he has a beautiful diak from this Rashba that there actually may, even according to us, be a machloikis. Meaning, even if you understand that, not us, even if you understand the Rashba, there's a machloikis in the Gemara, you thought that the Rav Kahana holds Yataka both. And Rav Kahana cut only one because he says liktu. And Rav Zera says you have to cut both. That's that the Rashba holds and the Marashal and the Shalah and Oopsie hold and all of those Rishonim. But you would think that he's the one who's machmir to cut both. But I'm just missing up the names already. But Rav. No, but who do we call the one who just Rav Kahana who only cut. One, he's not makbid. He's not arguing with anyone. He's just not makbid.
Right.
He's not cutting makbid to cut both because he doesn't hold it. You have to cut the full betziah. But look at the Rashba. He says, the best thing is to do like Rav Huna, did not get tarti. He held to ubatza bechada. And he cut one. Pirish, what's the reason he cut one? Did not get lezecher lecha mishnah. He held two because of lecha mishnah. But only Batzachada Zecher Sheha Echad Leboy Bayoim, that one is for now, meaning Friday night, Vahasheni Miskayim Lemachar, and it lasts till tomorrow, and different than the month that fell the rest of the week, Velayhivish Virima Lehoisabar, like the Pasuk says in the last parasha. So says the Rashba at the end of the Tshuva, that which Rav Kahana would only cut one was Vidavka only one. Why? Because leaving the other letter for the next Sehuda is an expression of Zecher Leman right. That was different than the rest of the week and it will last to the next day.
So if that's the case,
I don't know who else is so, Medayik this. Yes. This is a tremendous... So it comes out he's taking the Rashba and saying that the Machlokes is a two-way Machlokes. It's not just that Rav Kahana, that Rav Zera says you got to cut both and Rav Kahana doesn't care if you want to cut one. No, Rav Kahana says Dafka,
cut one
because you're leaving the other one over right. For the next Suda, Zecher Leman.
That's the case. Do you need to take that second challah and use it for the next day?
Well, excellent. A lot of people.
You see this. This is the Indian is.
You can't substitute.
Obviously, the step one is confident in the symbolism. I'm confident it's going to stay over. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, usually our bread does not spoil by the next day.
No.
I hope. So.
No.
It doesn't last him.
So your father does that. He cuts one and he.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's daft. My father doesn't get so much. Because, and the next thing, that's what I want to say. 1 second. So according to the Rashba, what happens if I need both loaves? In other words, it's hard to imagine, even though it's a very good idea, but if I need both loaves because I have a whole crowd at my table, I should pull bread from somewhere else.
Right.
I could hear. I never saw that there's such an Indian. Dafka, leave it over like the Rashba says, and then pull bread from the kitchen when you run out of the first loaf.
Grape from the freezer.
Yeah, but then you don't serve that to guests.
Oh, so that's like the gra and the whole.
Over
but right, I'm saying that's like. The Rashba and explains that this is Pshat and Abzeira. He gives him a different name. And the Vilna Gaon says, not only is that the Pshat, not like Rashi, that he cut both, but that's how the Marshal and the Shla and the Shla and the Rashba and Rav HaGoyin and the Bach, they all say. So the Gaon says that's what you should do. And the people who are Makbar like the Tikra, cut both. So we already mentioned in the Chabura a Gevalde Gechap of the Vilna Gaon that they actually didn't bring over here. If you look over here, I didn't print it out in the tzurba, the tzurba merabanan. So it says that the minig ari. Who knows what page it's on?
Oh, I don't have.
You must have the first edition.
it's a Sephardi edition. It comes out.
Would the Gross say that even if you're going to have wasted bread?
In those days, it was not a problem because the whole week you ate Mike, the food from Shabbos. So says the Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, Maran HaRishon Lesrion, Yesh Noagin Al Pi HaRizal Le'aniyah Al HaShulhan Yud Bet Kikarot Ketanim Lekol Sauda Shisha al gabe shisha, kimin pa'amayim nikud segol. Okay, then you take the two. You know, shtayim or emtzayim. You take the two middle ones, or both semeechad, and you cut one of them.
You don't cut them all according to the grade. You don't need to cut
it. Oh, just 1 second. So, and he says even someone who doesn't know Kabbalah, you stay away when you don't understand the kavanas. But to do the actions, you can do it. He says the Vilna Gaon that we know that there's api Kabbalah in of having the 12. Loaves like the shulchan and the Ariya Kaddish already says I want to know what the pshat is. Yigale lo tama the tracer nama the Ariya Kaddish says in the Zemar on Shabbos Hashem should reveal to us the reason of the 12 loaves. He says we're going to go and I'll tell you how we do it. We have 3 sudas on Shabbos. How many loaves do we have? 6. And we cut each of the loaves in half. We're makbet to cut each. What are you left with?
12.
Says on the guy, the trace anama, you don't have to have the 2 segals, you don't have to have the whole pile. You just makbet to, like my shita, like the Rashba, like Abzira did. You cut both loaves, and presto, you have 12.
What if you don't need all the bread?
So that's what, that was
so
my
I
question.
Would say it's pasha the same way that in Europe, where wine was very expensive, exactly. They designed the silver goblets to accommodate the amount of wine they could afford. So in Europe, or whatever it is, or if your house works a certain way, so have bread that's going to be the size that will reflect your needs. And then, you know,
he has... That's why the Hasidim have such...
The massive kitka, yeah.
The Hasidim have what?
The Hasidim have like the piles of rolls.
Okay.
The Bishop had 120...
okay.
There's 10 shulchanos.
Let's go. So I just want to point that just on the fly as we proceed in these halachas that the Taz... Okay, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself.
It's okay.
We're going to get to the... We're going to have the shulchan aruch a bunch of different things, so hopefully we'll do some color commentary. So now, let's look at the Rambam Chayv Adam Lechol Sholas Sudas B'Shabbes Achas Arves B'Achas Shachas B'Achas B'Mincha B'Tzorach Yizor B'Sholas Sudas Elo Sholas Yifchas Mehen Klal Afil Onin HaMispanis Min Hatsdok Asay Sholas Sudas V'Haya Chayla Miroi V'Achila Asher B'Sana Tom and Patzim B'Sholas Sudas B'Tzorach Gwaya Kol Suda B'Shloshtan Al Yayin V'Lutzoy Al Shtei Kikaras V'Chein B'Yomim Toivim. Says the Rambam, you have the same idea of An Yontif, also of Nachem Mishnah, and also as Shalas Sudas. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos Meishanin Dalet. So we're going to see Hilchos Suda. But say al shtei kikares shleimos sha'oches shteim biyadai u'baytzea hatachtoina. The bottom one. Hago v'dafka b'leil Shabbos.
Friday night.
Aval b'yoyim Shabbos or b'leil Yom Tov baytzea al yoyina.
The Kabbalah, right?
V'atam u'ab derech haKabbalah. And the Sefer it says mitzvah l'tzoya b'Shabbos. Prusak de la shataspik, loy the kolas uda. Who's he passing like? Rashi's pshat in Rav Zeira. He's passing like now.
Big pieces.
Right? So Shulchan Aruch is going like Rashi and Rav Zeira that there's no inin of cutting all the challahs. There's inin of cutting a big piece. Says the Ateres Tzvi, one of the Mefarshim and the Nesek Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. What's the idea of the kolas uda? He paraphrases Rashi. Mishum kavod Shabbos, shenira kavichavis kudah Shabbos. The schazik v'lechalabri mamish quotes Rashi. Now,
what does that mean? Cutting big pieces.
large for himself. Right.
Cut yourself a larger.
A large piece.
Yeah.
The truth is that I'm. It's interesting because I feel like I don't really do either of the two shittas. I'm not machmir to cut through both.
I'm not
unless I need. And I don't generally cut myself this massive piece. Like my wife makes good challah, so I'm going to eat. I feel like so it's just tickle like mechzik to Rav Tanus.
You're cutting everybody a piece and yourself a bigger piece.
No, you cut.
That's the thing. The chayra, what like what's going on over here?
No,
like
I'm different. Than, you don't want to
right.
seem to be.
So I try to cut generous slices. Generous sometimes slices. People are like whoa, what, you know. But so let's see what the Magen Avraham says. Ubach kasav lachtech bezek ikaras ulachalkam la'mesubin. Al kol panim yasekach ba'boker yichvoid yoyim koydem. Fascinating, says the Magen Avraham, seems to prefer the back sheet that they cut both. And he says that if you're going to have to pick one meal in which you're cutting through both, mm-hmm. you don't have enough. So which meal are you going to allow yourself to be makbid on it? So he says the morning, because kavad ayoyim adif. This is a big, this is a
you
very,
right,
you don't have two in the morning if you cut it the night. Exactly.
What?
If you cut it at night, you won't have two.
Unless
you're
the
no, but no, but let's say unless you have. Friend, let's say you have four rolls.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. You have five rolls. Okay, so that means one of the first two seudas you could afford to cut two of them.
Right.
And which then shalosh you have two. So which one of the first two seudas do you cut two? So says the Magen Avraham. It should be
the
why? Because I went to thought of it. I went to Lecha Mishnah. He says no. This way of doing Lecha Mishnah is an aspect of Kavod Shabbos, and therefore the day meal gets precedence to be mehadis to cut both over Friday night. Okay, so this is the Chashav Yisoid that the Magen Avraham is telling us that this is a reflection of Kavod Shabbos.
Interesting.
Fine. So now, but it also comes out very geshmak that if we have to be playing ping pong with the different shittas to figure out how we're going to be noyeg, so the Rashba already explained that according to Rav Kahana, so you only cut one, and you're dafka leaving over the second one for the next day. Yeah. So it works very well that if you don't have enough, so dafka Friday night only cut one. That way you chop that shita that you're leaving morning. It over for tomorrow, and then the shita that you cut through both, you're getting a Shabbos day, and you have the Magen Avraham that's covered the other. So each seuda will have its own adifas. Kasev Arash al pi Perak Abim Sachim to Imu Midi, the Gemara that Rabbi told his Talmidim and his nephews, have something after Kiddush Friday night. Va'amashaloi hayu oichlim b'leil Shabbos loi hayu makbid the yochol lekayim gimel sudas lemachar. So the Magen Avraham over here is talking about the idea of being Baitseya, and he throws something in that I just, since it's coming Tov Kedei, I just want to look at it for a couple minutes. And that's the idea, the chiddush, that the Rishonim bring up, that it's possible to have tashlumin for missing a Shabbos Suda. The Gemara never discusses it. But the Rishonim try to find various hints for how do I know that such a thing exists? And we already saw it in the Surba booklet. Right. But here comes the Magen Avraham and says, one hint for this could be the Gemara that we saw with Rabbah, that he says, you might get home and you won't be able to eat the Suda because it's going to be dark. He says you can't make Kiddush, really. But the way that Magen Avraham is learning is he sounds like, so what do you mean? So you're not going to be able to make Kiddush, so then you can't, then what? Then what are you doing? Oh, so you have to wait till it gets light. So what did the Leil Shabbos Suda? Says the Magen Avraham, it must be that wasn't bothering Rabbah so much because he figured, what comes to worse, you'll just have three Suda Shabbos day to make up for the Suda Friday night. The way that the some Rishonim understood the Gemara, it wasn't like this. It was that you might not be able to actually make Kiddush, and maybe Rabbah assumed they weren't going to eat over there if it was dark.
Didn't they like Shabbos?
So he said, maybe by the time you get home, the Shabbos candles will be. That's the one that we saw, and that's the Falaf.
It didn't last long enough.
It won't last long enough, mm-hmm. And therefore, you heard Kiddush over here, have a kazayas of bread, it'll be Kiddush and Makam Suda, and that way, when you get home, you won't have to make Kiddush again. Right, so it's mashmah over there that the way we understood the Gemara was that you won't be able to make Kiddush as dark. But once you had the Kiddush Makam Suda here, then the actual meal you'll go and eat and it'll be dark.
And then you're Makayim owning Shabbos, but that's separate from the Kiddush.
Right, in other words, the idea is functionally, Kiddush is much more complicated to do when you don't have no light. But the Magen Avraham understands the Gemara means that if you get home and it's taka late, then basically you're skipping the Suda. You just had a bare minimum, and you can make it up. Now, in the Magen Avraham Mineu Bay, I don't understand. I just admit to you very straight out, but I'm waiting for someone to ask the Kasha. What's the Kasha on the Magen Avraham? What did Rabbi just tell him to do? I make Kiddush. What should he do right now? Have a kazayas of bread. So even though in a chanami, you in the spirit of the law you missed out on. You didn't have all the delicacies. But technically speaking, a textbook suda you had.
Right.
So then where's the chiddush over here that they can do tashlum in the next day? You did have there a textbook no suda.
You don't need tashlum.
Right? In other words, yeah, you had the kazayas. So you didn't fulfill Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos the way it's supposed to be. So, but somehow the Magen Avraham is squeezing this out.
So maybe you're tashluming the Onik Shabbos, not the actual meal itself.
To take it to a slightly different angle or
place
Shabbos morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't shul kiddush and you have crackers and
so
now you go to the kiddush book, so you go home, you don't need the kiddush, but you have your lechemish, everything, go straight to that and skip the separating out the kiddush
it is pulling them apart and it is maybe a little bit of a chasar in the Rashbam that we saw in Dafka Vav that it's that the suda is supposed to be shira and the wine. Right, the meat of Shabbos is shira. For sure, last week the meat of Shabbos is shira. And it's different than the week. And how do you sing shira on wine? And what wine is chashav on the suda? It's a whole domino effect that you need to have wine, by a suda, even though you already made kiddush last night, said the Rashbam, but you're imbuing this meal with the spirit of Shabbos, which is shira. Sorry?
Is it really a big yever when you separate them, or is it totally fine? Because you're
yeah, so, right? So the Vilna Gaon brought down a Maaser Rav, not in Bira Gaon. Maaser Rav says the Vilna Gaon did not go for this. He did not make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on Pasuk of Kislev, only Pasuk Gomer because Mistam. Because
the Rav. The Rav
also
did
it separately.
He held like that crop.
So now, says the Machzah Shekel again, he says.
Like a king at home, right? He's following
it. I'm sorry. So the Magen Avraham said. So I learned from this Gemara that you can be make up the suda. I just go back to the third line of the Magen Avraham. Va'ayin simin resh sadi aleph. It doesn't explain what that is. Says the Machzah Shekel. Va'ayin simin resh sadi aleph. The Sham Kosav Ramah Kach Ramah Dim Loi Ocha Balayla Yashemenu Bayom. Okay. So just the idea is that the Magen Avraham is finding a place in our sugya to be miramis to the halacha that the Rambam says in Reish Sadi Aleph. Now comes along the Machzah Shekel. I'm going to speak it mostly outside because we mentioned this briefly. I think we mentioned it briefly. There's a yes.
What is
Yaakov, right?
Yeah. But not Rabbi.
What? Now you're Rabbi. Yeah.
What if somebody sits up the whole night learning Torah or just reading?
Does he go to sleep? He's not time, so does he still have to do kiddush? Because he's in the makom or suda. Wow! So Yaakov's mechavan to the Magen Avraham's pshat in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says when you get home on Friday night, yemaher lechol miyad, and the Magen Avraham understands that the Shulchan Aruch means that even if you make kiddush, don't wait around. Have a suda, because kiddush v'makom suda doesn't just mean to have the same place, but also has to be right away. So according to the Magen Avraham, so v'makom suda doesn't just mean you have to be sitting in the same seat. It also has to be not so long afterwards.
What I was talking about was do you have to do kiddush on the Shabbos morning?
Yes.
If you already did the beer,
right. Yeah, you do have to. You do have to for a few reasons. But one of them is the kiddush from last night doesn't help for today. And the second one is that, besides that, it doesn't help for today, but I need to kiddush today also. Okay, so even if there was no din of kiddush today, but the kiddush from last night is not going to help for so long. Okay, very good. Excellent question, Rabbi Yaakov.
Good job.
So now,
where are we now, Master?
So now, says the Machzah Shekel, he brings the fascinating sugya of Pyrrhus Matha Umakadesh, where briefly the Gemara says that if you're in a suda on Erev Shabbos and you run into Shabbos, so what do? You put a tablecloth over and you make kiddush. The Rif understands, at least the way the Rush understands, the Rif understands, is that you literally bench. And then, according to the Rush's version of the Rif, you make kiddush. The Maklem Suda. Where's the Suda? The Suda you just benched on. And then you can go to sleep. I mean, you might have to die Marv. Right. We That's mean, the way the Rush understands the riff, and the Rush doesn't understand what
so
the
retroactive be eaten.
Yeah.
Right. Retro kiddish.
Retro
kiddish.
If you're drunk, you can't even do Marv.
Well,
right.
No,
okay.
One says you're drunk.
Right. Well, if it's part of Shachaber,
that's
fine. So now, so this is what the Machzor Shekel goes through. You'll have time to take it home. You'll read the Machzor Shekel.
Really?
Now, let's look at the end of the Machzor Shekel, though. Look how he takes this back to our Sugya. It's amazing how all these Gemaras that we're learning come back to the Sugya of Tashlumin. So he says, let's look right up, a line above where I boldened it. He says, V'karos la Shabbos oineg v'darshinan b'makam oineg d'haynu su'uda t'hei kiriya d'haynu kiddush. That's where it's supposed to be. V'haloi k'siv b'makayim oineg Shabbos. Suggests the Machzor Shekel a wild thing. You know how the riff got this? Because it says in the place of oineg, that's where it should be kiddush. The Gemara doesn't dash in oineg Shabbos. Now if you'll excuse me, the pasuk says v'karos la Shabbos oineg. So if the Gemara is dashing, b'makom einig, that's where you should have kiddush. So which einig? The einig of the you know of the New York Jets winning the Super Bowl. What einig? Right? What einig?
That hasn't happened. How many years?
69. 69.
Yeah.
A
long time.
Aye, long time. You shouldn't talk about it on Shabbos. I'll give you a tzar. Yeah. So now, see here what's going on. So comes along. The Machzor Shekel, and he says, maybe what the Rif understood is, you just stam have to have oinig. Ki im oinig stam, im kein yesh loimar, the gam su'udas chol, mashvi le the kiddush b'makam su'uda. And not only is it the not Shabbos su'uda, but it's also beforehand. Both of those things were makel for. V'haynu b'makam oinig tehei kriya, that's what you call on the cup of wine, you make kiddush. Aval ain't svara klal shebesuudas chol yitzdarif lahashlim sada suudas shal Shabbos. You can't say that what the riff means. The next step, which is that once I make kiddush at the end of the suudah, so retroactively, what happens to that suudah? It becomes suudas Shabbos. That you for sure can't say. So we're already dealing with the Rosh Hashanah and the riff, which is very difficult. The Rosh himself has a hard time with it, and the Machzor Shekel suggests that maybe what's going on is that a suudas chol is sufficient because it provides you with oinig. Now you're all unag, and now it's Shabbos. And based on that oinig, it reminds you of Rabbi Kivyegas Chakira about Birkas Amazon. Is it on the experience of eating or is it a result of being satisfied? So it sounds like now that I have oinig and it's Shabbos, even though the food was not eaten on Shabbos, but I still let. That's what it sounds like he's saying. And then I could make kiddush. But don't say that the kiddush is going to give a gushpanka, give a stamp of Suda Shabbos, and retroactively brand your Erev Shabbos Suda. That you can't say. So here's the punchline of punchlines. Val korchach, for my whole cheshbon that I'm speaking out, says the Machzor Shekel, what do we come out with? Tzarech lemer, that according to the Rif, the Suda Slayla Yashlam Be'am. If the Rif says, where does the fat lady say that you put a map over the table, you bench, and then you make kiddush. And then you go on with your day. So where's Suda Shabbos? Says the Machzor Shekel, must be that the Rif also licked in the Rif. According to the Rif, it must be that you can make up the Suda tomorrow. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this option. You have to make another Suda just to be Mekayim the Suda. Forget about kiddush for Makom Suda. That's fine. But an hour later, you have to come and make a Suda.
But you have to make kiddush again.
But if once you have kiddush b'makom suda, it's a worthy kid. Hmm?
You didn't have a suda, you say?
Correct.
So I'm saying when you have your get on with your day and you eat later on, you make kiddush again.
You say in the hypothetical case that it would have been that the riff would say, but you're going to have to have the suda later on.
Yeah.
What would be like? Would this kiddush be effective for that? The chari yes, because otherwise it's not attached to the previous suda. The way the rush is learning the riff, which again you have to know, but it's obvious that it's attaching to the previous suda at the beginning of Shabbos. So
no,
we have two.
The next suda is Shabbos.
What?
It's not a suda of Shabbos.
Right. So that's the Pli Atzuma. He's Medayik. That B'makom Oinek Shom Tehei Kiddush. But what do you. What Oinek? It says B'karas Ala Shabbos on it. That's the drush of the Pasuk. So how can you say non Shabbos Oinek is good enough for Kiddush?
But then I can understand. Is Oinek the process or is it the Kotzah? Because the Gra says Oinek is what happens on Shabbos itself.
Yeah, but I don't go to the Gra. That's not what we want. That's not going to. But the point already is we have two, and you could. These are both contestable, but we have two suggestions. Where could we find in the Gemara or the early Rishonim like the Rif a remez to the idea that if you missed out on Shura Shabbos at night, you could actually make it up the next day, and you don't say Farfan, you can't do anything about it.
The question is on that, as we discussed previously, that if you did make Kiddush Friday night, you have to do the long Kiddush Rabbah, during the day.
The real,
now, if you're making Tashlumim and you have to have your three meals now during the day, do you have to make a longer Kiddush, or is the Kiddush of last night that you made retroactively enough
Oh, no, so according to the Rif, right, that we do not do that, but according to the Rif, you wouldn't have to repeat it again.
Would you have to make Kiddush then on two of the Sudas that you have during the day? Or is it, do you just sanctify the day and that's it, and it doesn't matter how many Sudas you have? Because if you're doing a Tashlumim Suda, it's really not the Suda of the day, it's really from the night before. So does it need its own Kiddush?
So I'll say like this, according to the Rambam, you have to have Kiddush basically, or wine, by all the Sudas. So if you have three Shabbos, you gotta have them by all of them. If you're not makbid on having wine by Shalosh Shudas, so the chayyur can get away with having Kedusha Rabbah the first meal you eat on Shabbos day,
and then
the next two not the chayyur, because why should it be different than Shalosh Shudas?
I never see yain by Shalosh Shudas unless it just happens to be around.
Come to my house.
A little grape juice.
I became Baal Tshuva. I started recently, but I'm trying to stay start.
Yeah,
Okay. Okay, Rabbi said, let's get to the next thing, which is that we advertise. We're talking about the Charavot Barzel. Let's say you take a Charav Barzel and you ram it through two halves of an unfortunately broken challah. Is that going to be satisfactory for Lecha Mishnah? So let's jump right into this. We're actually now going to see Shulchan Aruch, not in the Shabbos Bechlal, but Tzeah B'Pas. Okay, what does it say there? B'Mokam Shenefa Heitev. We're just going to go through a few halachas. These are important for our Shabbos tables, even though they apply daily if you have a Suda. So I just want to run through a few halachas, and we're going to gather enough information to continue in the sugya of putting together a half and half challah. Whatever pass, b'makom shenef ha'heitev. Where are you supposed to cut it? Famous Gemara with Menashe, the place where it's very well baked. U'bepas didon, yesh l'btsoya b'tzara pas. The side of the loaf, it means. V'yachtoch me'at mitzad ha'elyon v'atachton, cut the top and the bottom. That's agos maimoni. V'yachtoch prusas ha'betzio, and then you cut the piece that you're actually,
you cut through,
and he explains, how do you do it? V'tzorech lachtoch me'at, first you cut, make a cut in the challah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go and you cut it, finally, when you make hamaitzi. Why can't you cut it most of the way? You have to cut it only a little, to the extent where if you hold that end that you're cutting off, the end, then it will still actually be able to hold the whole leaf. There's a famous sheet of Shimon called Omer the Gazes Kegazad Dami. So if it's Omer the Batsa, it's a Kemevutsa Dami. And you leave it when it's still firmly attached. Don't cut so far through. And you make the bracha. And then you break it or you separate it. Why? Because it's an adifus by all su'udas, by all brachas to a shalem. It's even by a regular Suda, not Shabbos. Don't show that Hashem is being mean to you. Don't be so uptight. Cut a decent-sized piece of challah. Show that Hashem is blessing you. That's why the Mefarshim explained the idea of having a Suda on Isru Chag is the same thing. If I'm lavish on Yontif, and the day after Yontif is over, I think, now, I'm having a tiny bit. You look like you don't fargin the Rabbanu Shalom that he has you in the party of Yontif. So let the Yontif overflow into the next day to show that you are appreciating the expansiveness and the generosity of the Chag. So when you make a bracha, even not on Shabbos, don't cut too small of a piece. Show that you're able to eat something that's going to satiate you. And also, v'lei prusa yosei mikabeitza, here you have the shear, it looks like you're a hungry guy, too hungry. Now comes the Ramon and says, all this is not true on Shabbos. Not all this. Why? Uber Shabbos la yachtoch bekikor ad achara bracha. Don't start with that business. Don't do the lead off slice over there on Shabbos. Kadesha yu hakikarois shlemos. Because on Shabbos you have to be even more makbid that the kikaros should be shalim. Don't even make the little cut. When Mikol Makam says, "Im shachach v'chotach k'moy b'chol, ain't a mazik." The Mordechai says, "But if you actually cut it like during the week, no, nishkeferlech." V'nira hadal yivtza yoyser mikem beitza haynu dafka b'chol v'oichol levadai. Aval b'Shabbos he says, "Osha oichol im harbe bnei adam mitzarech lita in minaprusa." You're going to cut that piece into smaller slices. The kolach kazayis mutal v'tza kifimah shetzarech loy. Va'ayin l'kamen reishayin dalet. That's the whole Shabbos. Okay.
So halach l'maisa.
Bottom line. Okay, 1 second. So now, says the Ramah something. You ever see people sitting with the knives on Shabbos, with the cuts? Ramah says, Adarabah, during the week do that, and Shabbos don't do it. Okay? Now why? So let's see. Let's see over here in Sif Gimel. Yitain shtei yodav ala pas b'shas ha-bracha. Put both hands on the pas. Shehein sheyesh b'ayin yud etzboi. So you have 10 fingers. Keneged yud mitzvahs atluyus b'pas. V'lchein yesh yud tevas b'brichas ha-moitzi. V'yud b'pasuk matmiach chotzer le-behema v'esel avoyz ha-adam. V'yud tevas b'pasuk eini kol elecha yisabir v'atana selam sachlam b'yitoy. V'yud tevas b'pasuk eretz chito tzor v'gefen eser rina eretz shevin v'vash. V'yud tevas b'pasuk v'yidin chalik imitash ma'im shmaras. You have a lot of ramazim of bracha with the 10 fingers. So that's a simon of bracha to put them all, even if you could hold it up like this, put them all into the pass.
Okay.
And you're supposed to hold it in your hand, not b'chera on top of it, even though we see other sources not like that. Now.
So we put one challah on top of the other?
Oh, so we already saw
Friday night
that you do that on Friday. Yeah, you do that.
But you put the bottom closer,
right, like this, and you pull the tie. It says, "What about Imavir and Lomitzus?" So I pull out the bottom one so that I get to it first. Okay, so now I just want to point something out. What did you know? What? I'm still getting ahead of myself. We'll get there. Fine. What else? What else do we have over here in Hilchos Suda? If you look at the Sif, hey, mitzvah laniach, it's bold. Mitzvah laniach al kol shulchan melach kodem sheyivtza, ki hashulchan doim lemizbeach v'achil ka karbon, v'nemar al kol karbon chatakrev melach.
History.
What's another reason to put salt on the table? Because you're supposed to put. Excellent. What's another reason? Because you're supposed to put salt on your bread or dip your bread in salt. The Shulchan Aruch is saying a different reason. Besides the actual functional need, there's a symbolism of the Shulchan being like a Mizbeach. But Dafka, what's fascinating is that some Achrayim say that on Shabbos you don't need to.
You don't need to.
Not the whole Shabbos, Friday night you don't need to.
You don't need to.
Why?
Because the Emurim were the only thing that was on the Mizbeach at night. You don't bring Karbanos at night. And on Friday night they used to burn the Emurim on Erev Shabbos, because it wasn't this much. So therefore, Dafka Leil Shabbos, less. And there's no problem to have salt. Put salt on the table. It's fine. Punishments. Plus, you need salt anyway for the other things.
Is there a tzad to say that there's salt in the challah anyway?
Oh, I was thinking
yes.
That
that's
Chabad. Yes. If they don't have yes. Salt, they dip challah in the challah.
Oh, really? No, I never saw that one. Okay.
I have many wow. Times. If they don't have salt,
Hani Chabad nekim the achli nam of nam of the Gemara says. Yeah. Something to know. We all know that if you washed already, you're allowed to say, bring the bread, bring the salt.
Right.
How about if you made hamoitzi? You're sitting Friday night, and suddenly you realize there's no salt. Can you say, pass the salt? I'm oretz, that's only by Alatiyah Sedayim. But not by the Brichas Hanenim. Wrong. Look at the Shulchan Aruch over here. Second line of Sifav, Kikon Shabirich al Pas, Mekodim Sha'achal Omar, Haviu Melech, or Lifton, Tzru Leploni Lechol, give this guy to eat. You didn't have your own Hamaitzi, and you're saying, give this guy to eat. And here's the kicker. Tnu Machal Behema.
Wow.
Because what's the din? Before you eat, there's a din Daraisa, so you have to give the Behema first. So the guy's Mafsik in between the Hamaitzi to say, give food to the Behema. This is all, if you did it, it's not a Hefsik with the Evid. All the things. Not just from the Nisya Sedayim, but even from the Birkas Hanenim. Hagos says, Ramah, Mikol Malkum, Mechachila, you have to cloud. Don't like Don't make this your habit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Stam is an important thing to know, that anyone who by mistake blurts out something that's relevant to the Suda after the bracha of Hamotzi, it's b'dieved, it's not a hefsek.
Yeah, it's a
now, and let's, I wouldn't call it exactly Pater Ravalasa, but it's a similar kind of svara. Very good, Yaakov. Very similar to Pater Ravalasa. Let's see Sif Zion, also important din. Reuven shaya noitel yodav la'achila, v'yaakov haya mevarech ha'moitzi. Reuven is washing, but he's late. What happened? Reuven fell asleep during the shmuz after Meirav and Yeshiva, so he comes to the Suda, and blah, 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 and what's happening is, he's washing, and he says, oh, no, and the guy doesn't hear him. So he makes ha'moitzi zachem in ha'aretz, and Reuven didn't get a chance to even say Al Tia Sedayim. So he's messed over, right? No. Amazing kula. What happens? Yaakov Yimavarech HaMoitzi V'Niskaven LaHoitzi HaShoimim, including Reuven. V'Achakach Nigev Reuven Yodov U'Bireich HaNetila Sedayim. Lo'yhavi Hefzik V'Yoitzi V'Birkas Yaakov. Right, you thought Birkas Yaakov is... Where does it say Birkas Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch? Right here, in Hilchos Seuda. Yeah, Birkas Yaakov, where's it mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? Right here. Unbelievable kula.
Say it again.
If you washed, and the guy didn't realize that you still are washing and coming to the table, and he said, Rishos! And you heard the bracha, but you haven't even made Netilas Yadayim yet. He says, if you made Netilas Yadayim, he's not cool, and he's not in considered to be a hefsek from the bracha. It's not so clear from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch what he should do chachila. It says, if he heard the bracha, which he intended to be yotze with, and the guy had in mind to be yotze him, and then he made antis adayim, then he still could eat from the hamayotze bracha.
I'm assuming it's las chachila. If he didn't have his own, if he had his own bread,
that this happened, he's able to. There is one other eitzah, yeshivisha eitzah, that we all know about. What's the yeshivisha eitzah?
What?
The yeshivisha eitzah that you do. And in this type of situation.
Yeah.
That you already washed, you heard his bracha, but you didn't make an altiyas adayim, and he didn't be mafsik, but it's sort of like the eitzah of, when someone has cookies in yeshiva and you really want some, so you make a mezainis and he's like forced to give them. No, that's a bracha matala. You ever do that one?
Yeah.
That's a really dirty trick.
The guy dying like there's a shamu.
So the movie Yeshiva was, I saw this numerous times. The bacher makes hamaitzi, and then some guy swoops in from the kitchen, and before he pushes the knife out of the way, okay, fine. So then he, in other words, before the guy has the chance to cut the challah, so he comes in and makes another bracha hamaitzi lechem haaretz, and then everything's good. So that's probably the chachila way to do it, if you are already washed and you don't have any hefsek, but you have to...
Only after you've washed, meaning if it was before you wash and you also had in mind to be and you hadn't even managed to wash yet, then it doesn't work. It's only after washing.
That's an excellent question. Let's say you heard the bricks I might say and you hadn't even washed.
Washing means you're in the parsha. You haven't washed yet, you're not there yet.
I'm sure this is discussed in many shalos Jewish farm, but it's a very good question. I don't know. I don't have it offhand. Excellent shalom. How far do you go? Okay. So now, Sif Beis. Here's where we want to... So all these halachas were very important to learn because they're critical for Shabbos. But the one thing that I want to focus on is this. Sif Beis. We're now in Hilchos Matzias HaPas in Kuf Samu Chesif Beis. He says, "Im yesh la adam shnei chatzay lechem ve'ein lo lechem shalem." He has two halves. He doesn't have a full loaf. Yichabrim yachad be'etz or b'shum davar. He can put them together with a skewer or something similar. Shalo yehei nira, and to the extent where it's actually not so discernible that it's two different parts. V'dinoy kedin shalem. Va'afilu b'Shabbos yochal l'chaber. Even for Shabbos, we need a shalim because of a whole other level. It also works. It says the Ramah in Hilchos Metzias HaPas. Says the Prima Gadim, shelo yehei nira, but it can't be visible. Aval im nira shenischaber yachad. If you could tell that it's a particular hodgepodge, loy mikri shalim. Ayin simin shin samich vav.
question. Now the question is, where in the world did this din come from in the first place? Who thought of this din? You need to have a shalim, and you can put it, skewer it together, and then suddenly it's a shalim.
What about a five-year-old that ripped the challah apart?
I remember hearing in Rabbi Teitz, the Chorin Levracha from Elizabeth, so many years ago, yeah, how many years ago was the Nifter? Probably close to 30 years ago, between 25 and 30 years ago. And so I was at his Levaya in Yerushalayim, in Shamgar, Beish HaLevayas. And his son, who was a mayor, was talking about how his father, Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, who was one of the great rabbanim in America, was a bucky of Shas, was the rav of a, instead of being, you know, in the middle of town, he had his own community. Elizabeth, like, you know, wasn't the biggest community. And that was where he found his calling. So he said, when I asked my father why he chose to, like, build his own small community, relatively small community, instead of becoming one of the main rabbanim in New York City, so he told me this halacha. He told me that if you have a choice to make a bracha on a very big piece that's cut, or on a small roll, but it's a shalim. So you prefer the shalim. So I wanted to make a davar shalim, even if it's small, it's a more important thing than to, you know, just be one of the things going on, even though it's much bigger. So he references halacha, so but it's, I don't think it's a Taitz's yet today, but yeah, if you look in the calendar, I'm not sure. Fine. So now, that was the din. So what's the din? You always have a cover of the bracha to be on a shalim, and even for Shabbos, there's such a din. And all the more so on Shabbos, there's such a din. Oh. So now, where does this come from? It comes from the Rekeach. The Rekeach makes a comparison. Let's see a little bit of the evolution over here. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to do this very, very quickly. I want to just skip a little bit, if you don't mind. Yeah. See if it's Shulchan Aruch, Eruv v'chatzeres, Shin Samach Vav?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay. So now... So let's just give you a little bit of an idea. There's a din of Eruv Chatzeres. What does that mean? Chatzeres Sha'ari Batim Psuchim L'Soichoi Asru Chachamim L'Taltim V'Batayim L'Chatzer. Fascinating din. Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Asru on Shabbos. What about Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Yochid? It's Mutter. But since a Chatzer is an open space, you're going to confuse it with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Chacham said you can't carry from your house into a Chatzer. So what's the Eitzah? They have an Eitzah. Ad Shia Arvu. Until they make an Eruv. The Hainu, what does that mean? Says Shulchan Aruch. Shagovim pas mikol bayis abayis. You collect loaves of bread from every house. You put them all together. We look at everyone as if they live in that one house. It's as if it's just the backyard of that house and not a backyard that's mishutaf for many other houses. And in that way, we shore up the Rosh Hashanah Yochid nature of the chatzer, and everyone's allowed to carry in that chatzer, as if they're living in that house. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sha'idei Kach, the Ikur Dirasa Shal Adam B'makam Shepito Sham. Right? The main place where you are is not where, you know, I don't want to say, you know, so now we have other things that, you know, that's the main thing at home, but, you know, where's the Wi-Fi the best, right? But here, it's where's your bread? Uki'ilu Kol HaChatzer is one thing. Ukemoy She'iz Bira Ramam, says the Mishnah Berurah, She'iz Arvu B'machal Echad, Shemenichan Oysam Erev Shabbos, Klemer She'kulonu Me'uravim. We're all mixed together, va'oichel echad the kulana. We have one food that's for us, and that binds them together and makes them with it to carry in the joint chatzar of all the different houses. Se'if vav, you're supposed to use a shalem. Fascinating. Ein ma'arvin beprusa. Everyone's giving in bread. Don't give a slice. I feel we could do the har, but even if she's a very big slice, avol b'shleima. But rather use a shlema, a filu katanam or the Rabbi Teitz said, even if it's very small, ma'arvin. Uvavad sheyehebahem kol kach sheyehebahem kashir. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, what happens if you don't have? Ve'im nifrisa, if the loaf was sliced, v'chibra b'kisem, you took a skewer and you just use it to put them together, shehichnis ha'katsa ha'echa b'soich ha'pas, ha'katsa ha'shiri b'soich ha'prusa, im eino nika shenifrisa, ma'arvin ba. If it's not nicker, you can make an Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, here's the key point. Why don't you use a prusa?
Mishum Eva. People are going to be upset at each other, their neighbors. Sheyavayu lidei machlekes. Sheyoymer, ha, ani nois and shlema. I give a whole loaf. Vata prusa. And you're giving the little piece. You're not pulling your weight. Therefore, the Takana Chazal was that everyone has to give a full, complete loaf or roll to be part of the Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, how you're allowed to use the kisen to connect it. Hatam afa gav de be'emes eina shleima mikomokam kibun de eina niker lo yavoli de machlekes. Okay? So now, what's the problem? The problem is that the Rakeach understood, that's the source for this din, that the same way by Hilchas Erevin you could put two halves together, so by Lechem Mishnah you could put two halves together. What's the problem? By Erevin, we're just trying to keep everyone happy. But there's an innate chashivas of a shalim. Erevin, it's not because of the chashivas, this is because the people shouldn't be upset at each other. So you can fool the neighbor because he's going to think it's one, well, be careful, Hashem. Right? So the Acharim say, well, why are these two dinim comparable? Let's just go back because the coming from the previous page. Says the Machzis HaShekel. You see where it is? Machzis HaShekel, I think, toward the bottom.
Middle of page 3. Which one? Kuf Samachet.
Kuf Samachet, yes. Machzis HaShekel. Yeah.
That's in the middle
of page 3. So he says... The Magen Avraham says, look at Simon Shin Samach Vav. That's what we just read. Ratzalaymer, the Din Zehu Mi Rakeach. The Rakeach, the one of the Rishonim says it. The Chibur Mahani, that you can put it together, it's good enough. V'rayas Rakeach, where does he bring the Raya from? Mehai, the Simon Shin Samach Vav. K'mo Shekosav, B'Sivkot Shachar Zeh. V'ho Midah Morim, B'Simon Shin Samach Vav. Eima Arvim B'Prusa, Ayin Shamatam, what the reason is. Like we just said, because people shouldn't be upset. Oh. So now, says the Magen Giborim, the next Mayer Mokam, not everyone agrees to this chiddush at all. Uveshas tshuvas panim iris. I tried very hard to find it. I was not able to. Shas tshuvas panim iris v'chidush of lezvachim. It doesn't get. It's something. It's a misprint over here in the Bar Ilan. It's not daf dalet hay. It's daf something hay. Dachas varav. So I couldn't find it. He's doicha the rakeach's chiddush. Va'ayim hashakosav b'simins kufsam v'zayin. But the prichodesh agrees to the rokeach. What's the chare of the svara? Why the rokeach shouldn't be correct? Because by erevin, why are you putting it together? It says people shouldn't fight. But here it's not for cosmetic purposes. Here it's for the chashivas of a shalim. But then comes the prichodesh and he says, but I have a raya. What's my raya? Look at the gemara in chulin. Moide Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzai zesim. Let's say you have two halves of a kazayis and not a kabel tumah, but you took the two of them and stuck them together with a toothpick. Shetoichva and bekisem vehesiton, and then a person who's tumah moved it. It's really two halves. What's the din? Shehu tumah. The result is what? Tumah. What do you see? That by tumah v'tara it helps to put two things together with a toothpick and it has a shear. Wow, that's a pretty good raya. That it even means be'etzem. Okay, so Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer was asked, we're not going to get a chance to read it inside, the Chassam Sofer was asked a fascinating question, you got to laugh. What happens if I cut my whole challah up last night? Could I take a skewer and put together all 16 pieces of the challah?
No.
To make it a shalit? I kind of the shalit of the Chassam Sofer. It's actually not in the Ma'amar Kavah, so I printed that later.
It's too obvious.
A little buttery, you know.
So he says, Da ki halacha zu, this whole halacha, this chiddush rakeach, amumoisi. These halachas are very unclear. Guf hadin, if even the din itself to put two together, gulesha amar harakeach, right? In Simchat, I wouldn't have said it bechlal. And he even brings another comparable case where it doesn't work. That if you have an esrog that is cut in half, and you want to put it together with a toothpick, it doesn't work.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't work. Okay, and he brings rice. The Rambam doesn't know like this. Okay, so Lamaisa, don't do this at home. Better not do it at home. But it's not just that you put it together. It's really supposed to look like it's in one piece. So this, but this chiddush Lamaisa, if it's so I saw that Rabbi Feldman and Shalom Batzina, someone one of the great
modern day he had a kasha. How is it that we said in Shulchan Aruch that if you start cutting the piece of bread and it's not going to hold up, it's better than that, but if you did, then better not, but ideally don't use a piece of bread that it's going to come off. So he has a whole long shtickle Torah. What happens if when you put it together, right, with the pit, do you have to put enough staves in there, enough skewers, that one won't fall off the other? And he starts saying, well, you see this din over here with the cut, that it's not good, and now we're using the... I think that the kasha doesn't start. All of these are b'dievets. If you cut the challah, I just want to point out, in those days, the metzias was different. I think this whole din doesn't even apply. Here you're going to hear this kula. The whole din that we saw in Hilchos B'dias the past, that if you cut off the end, whereby if you hold the end, it's going to crack off, that's not considered a shalim, better go for a whole shalim. And the Mordechai says, if worse comes to worse, you use it as a shalim. I hold it does not apply anymore. Because you see very clearly that the type of baking they did in those days was they baked it to a crisp. To the extent where if you're holding the very end of a loaf of bread, it will hold up if you don't cut too much. Right. Nowadays, if you hold the end of a challah, even if you don't cut it, it's going to sag. It's going to break off. So the outside crust of the bread in those days was hard. And if you held the end of a loaf, it would stay like a rod. And only if you cut it off like a log, the timber guys cut off a log, then it's going to snap off. So the whole metzias that if you hold the end, it's not going to come off, that doesn't apply anymore because our bread is different. That's what I think. For sure, you can't use the same way of saying this is good, this is not good. The one thing I just wanted to end off with by saying Baal Peh is that an amazing thing that this Rabbi Rappaport brings, it's the last thing in the Maariv Mekayimus, I think, that the fact that we have to have Shalosh Shudas, why is it for? Why do we have to have Shalosh Shudas? A fascinating reason that he brings down from one of the Rishonim. The Avodrum. You see the Avodrum? It's the last thing? Mm-hmm. He brings it from a Moshe Kohen. I don't know what it is. Why do we have three suits on Shabbos? It's so fascinating. It comes back to how we started. Remember we talked about, do you eat with gusto? Are you just wolfing it down? Says my Moshe Kohen, Zeh shechivu lechol shalosh suudis b'Shabbos, mipnei sheha'ochel achila gasa, yitztarech laharchik zmano achila she'achareya. If a person eats a lot, he's going to have to wait a long time till he can eat Shalosh Shudas.
Yeah.
And if he has to eat Shalosh Shudas, maybe he's never going to be able to eat, he's going to be too full. So therefore, Nimtzu kol su'udoysa l'shem mitzvah u'l'soiva nafshay. Because of the fact that a person has to keep in mind on Shabbos day, that in those days he said one suda a day, one day, one a night. The fact that I have to have a suda this afternoon stops me from eating so much now. Yeah. The reason the Chazal said have another suda on Shabbos is that you shouldn't go all out during the Shabbos suda in the morning. So to stop that, how do we do? We have a chap, another suda you have to have. So you know that when you're eating, it's not going to be such a crazy amount of food. The Adkan, the brilliant pshat from Moshe Kohen, is a big chiddush, and that's why we have Bechlal, the third suda. And I can hear people already saying, okay, Rabbi, I already didn't eat so much the second two. Am I off the hook now for the third one? It worked. It's magic. You know, obviously, you have the other din of the third suda as well. Okay, so I'll call upon him. These are the din that come out. Better not to join your challah together with a toothpick. But if you have to be the Eved, the Shasat Chach, you could.